That's super
pretty
edgy.
Close.
Mine
pretty
is close. Mini golf course in the mall.
I brought my Ifid. Where did it go? Where did I set it? Ah, there it is, on the ground, where I put it. I thought I forgot this, even though I put it where it was.
Oh, is that to show us your colors? I also have put pictures in a Discord server for myself.
Oh, I made a PowerPoint.
Oh, I just have.
I saw you posted a PowerPoint.
Don't look at the PowerPoint.
I did, and then I was like, "Oh, this is Steven's list." And
it's not in the right order.
And I also don't remember anything about it. But I was like, "Oh, this is not Steven just showing us a thing that he found on the internet of complimentary colors. This is Steven's
complimentary colors."
Yeah, he made a fucking PowerPoint like it's fucking eighth grade science class.
I really did.
This episode does feel like sixth grade art.
Yeah.
Make a PowerPoint of colors that go well together, or design your own personal house. I don't know if you guys had to do that in your regular art classes. In my sixth grade art class,
I'm not that bougie. Design your house.
Well, yeah, it was basically draw like a blueprint for your ideal house.
Man, I wish I had that class. I did that in my free time.
Yeah, it was cool. It was very cool.
We, in the tech class we took in sixth grade, eighth grade maybe, I don't remember. It was with Mr. Joyce. We got to build a house put together with like out of balsa wood and stuff.
Cool.
Little nails.
That's cool.
It that wasn't very cool. Fun. Because you had to be very precise, and this is like, this is super lame. I wanted to fly the plane into the Twin Towers. Or animate like a dude getting smashed up with a hammer.
Sure.
You know?
Fun stuff.
Yeah. Doing pretend carpentry was fucking lame.
Well. Mom, they can't hear me as much.
Just get in. I'm not
You're
tell
loud
you.
Enough, trust me.
Yeah, probably.
I'm Sometimes. Usually the quiet one. I'm the one who sounds like I'm in the other room yelling.
You gotta yell louder, Liz.
It will just sound like I'm yelling from another room louder. I don't know why. I always sound very echoey and, like, far away. Even if I'm close, it sounds echoey and far away. Maybe that's just my perception of my own voice.
We need to add, like, foam or something.
Yeah.
Look, I'm trying not to add stuff to your side of the room.
It is like, all her stuff, and then you got...
I'm trying to respect the, This Is Why You're Wrong artwork by showpiecing them.
We can hang up the one you got for me also up here. I haven't hung it up yet.
Sure. Put it wherever you want.
Is it okay to put it over there?
We got some tiny abstract art.
No, it's me suplexing myself.
Oh, it is you suplexing yourself. That's great. That looks really good.
We have also little black frames of abstract stuff that we could put up.
Sure.
I don't know where the fuck my goddamn magnets are. I need to talk to my sister.
Okay. Oh, yeah. We have magnets for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the podcast.
We're going to have a magnet for our beer fridge. Beer machine.
Hell yeah.
Except it's a LaCroix machine, because I don't drink beer.
I put beer in it. You guys put LaCroix in it.
He's the only one with beer in that fridge. We are wine drinkers, sir.
Yeah.
And sometimes gin.
Yeah, mainly wine, though, because I have a bunch of wine, and I don't want to go buy gin.
I can buy you, like, we go to the...
You go to the grocery store for me, but, like, I don't want...
I go to the liquor store sometimes.
Sure, but, like, yeah. I don't want to... I've got wine. I've got wine to drink.
That's fine.
He's not as much of an alcoholic
as
I am.
I'm also not
going
to go to the
wine.
Liquor store in Corvallis until Liz starts school again. So, if I'm driving her still.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm working maybe a normal schedule at that point, so I may not be. But
I'll probably be taking the bus. I don't want to be that guy on the bus with a bunch of liquor bottles.
You'd look like a crazy person.
Well,
I would look like everybody else there.
I would just go to the liquor store here in town more regularly instead.
Sure.
And I can get you gin then.
Don't even know where the liquor store in town is.
I'm sure there's...
I'm not saying
plenty.
You don't know. I'm saying I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. But I'm sure there's plenty. We're in a town in the U.S. of A.
Plenty.
In the year of our Lord 2022.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's plenty of liquor stores.
Sure.
Welcome to the podcast. I don't know how much of this you've heard, but we've been talking for a while. I've been recording all of it because I just have to hit the record button now. I don't have to sync up anything. I just get to hit record and then start recording and we're good.
Once I have money to spend, we're all going to have our own microphones because this is driving me nuts. I've seen so many people on the internet all holding their own microphones next to each other. I'm going to spend the money.
Okay.
Because I want to.
Sure.
Wait, would we... Wouldn't we, like, be echoing into each other's...
No, because you can turn the gain down really low on these, so and you, only, have to, like, yeah, so you have to talk into it.
Yeah. Like, yeah, lots of people who podcast in the same location, they just have, like, a decent-sized table, and then they have their own mic.
They each get their own.
Because you can turn the gain, so it literally just... You just don't talk too loud. Right. You just don't yell.
Yeah, I've seen people with their mic.
Yeah, and it's... it does look very bougie.
I'm gonna do it by... sniping kids on Craigslist who are like, I'm going to become a streamer, so I'm going to spend a bunch of money on nice stuff. I'm going to, I'll spend $200 on this.
And then they're getting rid of it.
Thank you very much. Yeah, exactly.
And they need money for college. Or so that their parents don't disown them.
Yeah, exactly. Money for whatever.
Sure. I mean, I'm down. We could get a cute little table in here. It's not that big. Can't get a big table, but...
We have a table.
Life just started.
Yeah, the safe.
Yeah, the previous owner's safe.
You could hear Smodern Life? I can't hear Smodern Life.
Yeah, I heard it go, beep.
Fucking Smodern Life, what a piece of shit.
So at some point we might hear, beep, beep.
Like, is he stuck?
Because he's stuck under your desk.
Smodern Life, he's stuck. He's going to get his ass
beat. I don't know if I push my chair in.
This stupid fucking robot.
All right, I'm going to introduce, I'm going to say welcome to the podcast a third time. Welcome. We appreciate you sticking with us. This far.
You could absolutely edit this out.
You can cut a bunch of this.
You could cut all of this
out. Or you don't have to.
We could start. Okay,
so you can do whatever you want.
You interrupted me.
Sorry, this fourth time's a charm.
Well, here, no, here. Welcome
to the podcast.
Welcome.
For the first time.
Me saying thank you for staying with us this far also means we're on episode, like, 125. Thanks for listening to as many episodes as you've been listening to.
Welcome back.
I'm sorry.
And you guys both were immediately, like, shitting down my throat, being like... Just do your job, idiot.
That's not how I meant it. Anyway.
That's how I meant it. I'm the help.
Welcome.
Or I'm not the help. I'm the talent. Sorry. I went further back in time. I went from, like, way too far back.
Way too far.
We've gone too far.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about complementary colors. We're talking
about complementary colors. It's like an art class up in here. Hell yeah. Where we just got pictures of combinations of colors that we like. Before I ask my question, how many of your sets are sets of two versus sets of, like, many colors?
Many colors, yeah, I'm sorry.
I only chose sets of two.
Okay, I chose many colors.
Yeah,
also.
I got many colors, I'm sorry, bud.
That's fine, I limited myself. This has nothing to do with either of you.
Sure, it's your list.
However, the pictures that I have chosen have multiple colors in there, so I would say that altogether...
Sure.
Those colors make the complementary colors, because there were some where I'm like, well, this has this color and this color, and clearly that makes the statement, you know, that I'm looking for.
I have a follow-up question. Did you name your colors?
That will segment into my real question, is would you take a job for $30,000 a year? Where all you do is every day you name sets of colors.
If 30K is way too little, but if this was like we live in a utopia, this is every job gets paid the same amount.
Yes.
Yeah, 100% in a fucking heartbeat, dog. I would.
I'm taking this job for
you get the name live, shit. I love. Oh God, I love naming stuff.
I mean, shit, that's kind of more than I'm making now, so yeah.
Well, I just mean a livable wage to just sit around naming colors all day.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll do the bare minimum for the bare minimum.
Oh, no, I'm gonna take this job very seriously.
No, I'm gonna take the bare minimum for the bare minimum, because assume that I am an expert in my class for this.
They
chose me because I'm the only one for the job.
That makes sense. Yeah, I'm just gonna sense.
Okay. And they just have, I'm also assuming that this is like, you know, they're like, oh, well, even though you're the best for the job, you still have to start at the base wage and then we'll just work our way up type of thing.
There's growth.
You know? Yeah. And if I also get to name the colors, then maybe I get like stipends based off of like.
How successful your palette is.
It's like, you know, I get grant money for discovering new colors and then I create new palettes out of those. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I like this world we're living in. I don't have any questions.
I did not name my colors. The website that I found with sets came with with names.
Oh, that's lame.
That they had used. And they aren't all super descriptive, so I'm going to give you what the colors are.
Sure.
This might be a stupid question. When you say naming the colors, do you mean they're okay. I was like, you're imagining a color and then you put a name to it, or you actually named, like, you came up with names.
No, this is
like this the name. This collection of four colors, this is the name for it. Did you come up with names for it?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I did. Do that.
Okay, I'll come up with names as I'm looking through mine, so I'll go last.
Just every single one. Do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first?
Go first. Yeah, go for it.
My 10th worst color palette. I call Urban Haze. Worst?
Urban Haze?
Urban Haze. This is the lowest on my list. This is the 10th best. No, this is the 10th worst.
Oh, of the best. First, this is going to be a very visual episode.
I did my job. I sent the fucking PowerPoint. So you're going to see it on the internet.
I don't know how I can put that in the...
You can tweet it out.
Don't tweet it.
You can't tweet a PowerPoint. I would have to tweet out each individual picture. If it's in Google Slides,
Google Slides.
If you share the link with me to Google Slides, then I can put that in the spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Or I can put that in the show notes. And you can see. I don't have that. I don't know if I want to do that work.
Find out. Regardless. If you're listening to this, you'll find out.
If you email me saying, hey, or tweet at me saying, hey, I want a PowerPoint. If a single person emails me saying that, I'll do it.
Yeah, 100%.
But otherwise, I'm not going to.
You can get the PowerPoint.
I'm just going to name off what the colors are. I'm not going to give you the hex codes because that's crazy. I'm going to read off 3 to 4 hex codes for every goddamn pick, but...
You didn't set a number of colors in your sets?
All of mine are 4.
Okay, all of mine are 5.
Okay. I found one website that just had sets of 2.
Sure.
And I was like, these are cool. And then I went to a site that had sets of 4, and I was like, wow, these are better. So, that's what we did.
Is that what you did, too? You just went to a website and picked out random... Because I literally thought of colors I liked together, I found pictures that matched what I thought of.
I found the website first, and then did what you did. I went out and looked for palettes with the colors that I liked together already.
I just thought of them, and then... found pictures that matched it. Sure. So that's why I only got two, because I just wasn't thinking of that many colors.
I did originally when we did colors. I made a PowerPoint for this. This is so much work. This is so much effort for this.
Okay, anyway, so we're at number 10.
Yes, Urban Haze.
Urban Haze, show it to us.
Urban Haze, it's gorgeous. Look at it.
Okay, sure.
Woo, baby! It's like
pastel grays.
Pastels. And then you get that plum that pops. Mm-hmm. Yep.
The plum.
Oh, we don't have... Kiss. You don't have the...
I've got hex codes.
You got hex codes? I've got... names of colors.
Crazy. This is way easier. Also, I'm not going to say it. This is so many.
I'm going to say all mine.
Oh my god.
No. You guys went above and beyond.
Some people can get the mental picture.
I'll do my number 10.
They're going to know what these fucking weird-ass colors are.
If I say, like, navy blue, you know what navy blue looks like.
Sure, sure.
If I say umber brown, you may not know what umber brown looks like.
That's what I'm hoping my descriptive titles are for. You can visualize in your head, ooh, urban haze. It's not quite like a fog, but it's like, it's a haze. You see? That's why it's in the name. That's why it's in the title.
We're gonna call this one juice bag.
Fuck yeah, let me see it. Let's see juice bag.
Juice bag, mainly because the picture I found is literally,
your bag of juice?
Oh, it's a juice bag.
It's a juice bag.
Okay.
It's a grapefruit orange and light purple.
What kind of purple?
Lavender.
Lavender. Light purple.
Light purple.
It doesn't matter the exact
light
shade.
Purple. I thought you said light purple.
No. Light purple. Sure. Like, it could be a lavender, it could be a lilac, it could be anything very, like, that lighter hue.
Wisteria.
Sure. Wisteria. Well, yeah, wisteria is fine. But yeah. And then I found this bag and I was like, hell yeah, it's literally the 2 colors I wanted. And it's on a bag. So, juice bag color.
Juice bag.
What's your number 10?
Hannah John Tanner.
It's hard to think of a name. Name.
I did... God. Show me, I'll name it.
So the name that they gave me is Day and Night.
Okay, sure.
It's dark navy, blueberry blue, ooh, tangerine orange, and daffodil yellow.
That is nice. I would call that...
And Night is a good name for it.
Yeah, but that's like...
it's bright colors and dark colors.
That's like Blueberry Sunset or something, though, dog.
Okay, sure. Blueberry Sunset's a good name.
How many of these are we going to turn into drinks later?
I would drink some very sunset.
100%.
I would absolutely try that.
In a heartbeat.
I really like this.
My next one is Underwater Forest.
Sure, so you got the arrays of green.
You've got it.
You start
you start it up at the top where it's like, ooh, look at those. There's green trees up at the tippy top where all the light's at. And then you go deeper and deeper and it's darker and darker green.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Underwater Forest.
I like those colors.
They're really good.
I don't know what to call this one. We'll call this one The Last Berry on the Bush.
Ooh, okay. Sure. Hell yeah.
It's just a bright red with a dark green.
Oh, okay. So Christmas.
No, the strawberry. Mm-mm.
Strawberry?
Yeah, what strawberry the fuck? Red? Strawberry red with the green on the tip?
Yeah, that's fine.
Sure. Strawberries are red and green.
That's fine, yeah. Well, I mean, most red berries are on green.
Yeah.
So, last berry in the bush, you know?
I agree.
Good name. Yeah.
The name that was given for this is Naturally Elegant. I'm going to go with In a Pear Tree.
Sure.
It is yellow pear.
Sure.
Moss green, umber brown, and gold.
Did you pick that one because it has umber in it?
Kind of. But okay. I also like the color palette. I like the greens.
I really like moss green.
I like the green or the browns with the green.
I don't like the yellow.
The yellow
and the
is
brown.
Not the best color.
I have
so that's why it's
without
low.
The green.
I have a better version of that, I think. But sure. But it has a shittier name. Your name was way better.
In mine a pear
is,
tree?
Yeah, mine is just trout. Because it is those colors.
Oh, is that your number 8?
Yeah, it's my number 8. It's trout. Number 7. This is my number 7.
We're on number 8.
We're on number 8?
No. Yeah.
No, we're not.
Here we are. That was my number 9.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Yep.
What the fuck?
Yep.
That's my 2.
That's Urban Haze.
Urban Haze is number 10.
Number 10.
Yeah.
Number 9.
Oh, I'm a fucking retard. Sorry. That's my bad. Counting backwards hard when I don't have the numbers in front of me.
So trout is number 8?
Trout is number 8, okay. Yes, sorry.
Those are good colors. It's very dark,
yeah.
Very earthy, mm-hmm. Browns.
It reminds
greens.
Me of an Argyle sweater.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's that without the red.
I don't think you can even compare the two. Because nothing in there is a pop of color. They're just multiple shades that...
Oh, and the yellow, I guess. I like the green and the browns more than I like the yellows and the reds, sorry.
Yeah, but the red, I mean, these are the colors that are contrasting.
Yeah.
But complementing each other, and that's such a striking color against a dark color, and all of yours are just mainly monochrome or...
It's the ambiance. It's the aesthetic you would get for this. That is more like...
A statement.
Yeah, exactly.
An accent color.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't compare them. Not complimentary.
Looks good, though.
My next one, what do I want to call this? We're going to call it fairy dust.
Fairy dust, not pixie dust, not
We'll call it pixie angel dust. Or angel dust, either one. Whatever your hopped up creative imagination can come up with. It's a fuchsia and white.
Ooh, okay.
That's and good. This is an actual fuchsia plant.
Is it named after
So
it's
very difficult
it is,
for me to find a picture, huh?
Is it named that way because of the way it is?
I don't know.
You think fuchsia was named before that?
Well, the fuchsia color is this, but
sure.
A lot of these fuchsia plants are like more purple, actually.
Purple
and pink. But the white and the fuchsia pinkish.
That's a good picture.
Color.
Whoever took that picture did good.
I agree.
Yeah, that's an excellent palette.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I really like the dark green, too. Really, it really brings the whole thing together.
Yeah.
I'm not going to change this name because this name is literally perfect. It's Misty Mountain Greens.
Sure.
It's forest, evergreen, and pine green.
Yes.
With a fog gray / white.
I like that.
The
looks
forest
good.
Green is almost black. A perfect, backdrop.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Completely.
You gotta have the dark greens.
Dark greens is
like
such,
how they even put
color.
The fog color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
that kind of milky
that
white.
That mist.
Yeah.
The haze.
That's called Misty Mountain. So like that's just like a.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now for the actual number 7.
Sure.
Juicy stone fruit.
Juicy stone. What's a stone fruit?
Peaches, cherries.
They have the pit.
They have the pit.
Okay.
Pitted fruit.
It's called.
So it's on a raise of reds and orange.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, just think of, like, I think of a plum.
Those mm-hmm. are all plums. Plum colors. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yellow plums are gross, but...
I've never had a yellow plum. Figs don't have things in the middle, do they?
No.
They're not a pit.
They are an inverted inflorescence, so they don't actually have any seeds. Those are inverted flowers, which is why a wasp
dies in
goes in there sure. to pollinate it, and then they die in there. But cultivated figs no longer have that. They're just parthenocarpic, which means that they don't grow any seeds, so they don't attract any wasps.
That's good. Fuck the wasps. Me and my homies hate the wasps.
I don't hate the wasps. I hate depends when they on the wasp. Target me.
Depends on the wasp. Why don't we
hate the wasps?
Yellow jackets.
You're the one who bastards. Said you hate the wasps.
Why don't we hate the wasps?
Depends on the wasp.
Well, first of all, wasps they're pollinators. Are pollinators.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
Are they?
They are. Yeah.
Are they as efficient as bees?
No.
No, they pollinate different well, stuff.
Then fuck the hornets. Fuck the wasps.
Hornets are bad.
Fuck the yellow jackets.
I'm not a
fuck
fan them of, all. I'm not a fan of hornets.
Get them out of here.
I mean, I think... different story, different I like
bugs.
Time.
Bugs are cool.
Different tangents.
We're talking about paintings and pictures and colors.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about complementary aesthetics.
Mm-hmm. Palettes.
Which number 7, Liz?
Are we on me already?
Yeah.
You did. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, seven. The plum colors.
Juicy stone fruit.
I'm going to call this one school spirit.
School spirit. What color does school spirit... I mean, I think of the silver and the black, because black and silver, black and silver.
The school spirit's going to be, like, yellows, blues, reds,
yeah, I think of, like, blue whites, and yellow.
Stuff like that.
Oh, you missed the one that's in it. Dang you it. Missed the one. You said one, you missed the other. It's ooh, dark purple and bright okay. yellow.
Sure.
I don't know if purple makes me think of school spirit.
It makes me think of school spirit. Because they're complete opposites on the color wheel.
I would call that Royal Honey.
Ooh. Okay.
That's a good name. That's a good name.
I'll accept it. I mean, the yellow isn't like a sure. golden color. It isn't, it's more of like a bright yellow that I amber. Like. Yeah, it's not an amber. So.
Looks good.
Royal.
Queen Bee.
Queen Bee's good.
Because queen would be royal.
Queen is royal anyway.
And it's you more of a the... bee than a...
Sure, like we'll
a...
go with royal... Well, royal bee. Royal queen bee.
Queen bee.
Queen bee's
bee?
Fine.
We'll yeah. go with queen bee. Yeah. Okay, so queen bee. So yeah, it's like a dark royal purple. And then I really like the bright yellow contrasting with it.
My number... What are we on? 7?
Mm-hmm.
It's called the pastel blues.
Okay,
is that what
sure.
you call it? Or?
Yeah, that's what I call it. Okay. It was Grecian holiday.
Ooh, yeah.
You got Grecian blue, you got a dark sea blue.
Plaster.
You got plaster white, and then you got coral.
I like coral a lot.
I do really like coral.
I like coral a lot. It's a really good accent color. I never want it to be the main color, but it's super good as an accent.
Mm-hmm. I wish my walls were that color. They're the not one? They're not yeah. salmon enough.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I mean, I want to paint a lot in here. Like, I'm glad that you guys really like the dark greens, because that's my aesthetic.
Yeah, it's
like dark greens with pops of color, like lighter blues and yellows. Hell yeah. Number 6.
My number 6 is Pacific Island. No people.
That's the whole name.
Hell yeah, brother.
Okay.
Semicolon and all.
Yeah, so, that does just look like tropical water.
Yeah, you're just out in the ocean. No one's there.
It's blue, green, blue.
And then sand.
A bright green. And
yeah. I'm pretty proud of that one. Wave. That one makes me feel pretty good. I'm pretty proud of that one.
What color, if there is people, what color would you add to that for people?
You get rid of like the...
Like a tan?
Yeah
it's gotta be tan. a darker skin tone.
Yeah.
On a Pacific island.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would still match
yeah.
all of those
it's
colors
be,
very well.
You add like the, yeah, exactly. You added the tan. Mm-hmm. 100%.
I call this one my dream living room.
Dream, okay.
Oop.
That's a long name.
Wrong one. It's a olive green and tan, or brown.
Sure.
I just really like these colors together.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah they look
like,
really
both
good.
Both those are good colors.
It's my dream living room.
Greens and browns. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. I want that place. So simple. Not enough plants.
I want my stone abode.
Your cement basement?
Mm-hmm. My cement basement. the dreams I've had of winning the lottery and then turning and like making an underground fortress are just like, it's the first thing I would do. Why? I would find my people. I would live underground because my...
Ooh, did you see that Colorado house that is like a literal cave? Like they're selling it and like it's on the side of a like a hillside.
Have we not talked about that?
That's what I would love. That's exactly what...
Did we talk about that with architecture?
I don't think so.
This just...
Unless this is like recent.
This just went on the market like a couple months ago.
This isn't... That's my dream.
They're selling it for $2 million.
That is 100, like living
2.45 million.
Yeah. Living in the side of a something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you have like
a literal cave house.
Yeah. And then you like walk into a room and you're just like in a cave.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I want to do.
Yeah. That's not even the cave.
I don't like
part.
The floor. I don't like that tile's hideous. But yeah.
Just go to the cave.
I would
cave
love
part.
That. I want okay, but I'm a maniac. I want like garage floors. Like, where it's
yeah,
where
yeah,
it's
you
it's
want
stained
cement.
I want cement. I want stained concrete.
Yeah, you
whatever,
concrete. Yeah,
what
you
is, whatever that's called. There's a word for it that
it's
architectures
like,
use.
It's like a washed, something washed.
Yeah, something like that. I'm not going to look it up. I don't care enough. But that's what I want. I want to live. Yeah. Yeah. Because once you have nothing, you can start having like centerpieces. You can have a room with literally nothing in it, but a piano, and you're like, it's the centerpiece. It's the only thing in there. It's
why?
Incredible.
Why do you want nothing in there except for
one
thing? One
thing? I don't know. Because you can go nuts. You can design an entire room around a single thing.
Well, you can't design an entire room around a single thing if it's the only thing in there. Then it's just the thing. That is
sure.
your room.
Sure, but like, yeah, yeah. I don't know. Put a piano in there in my conversation pit.
Sure. In the conversation pit?
I'm not going to put a piano in the conversation. There's going to be a conversation pit in there and a piano.
You could just have your, like, a coffee table, like a low coffee table in your conversation pit. But it's also, like a piano that goes all the way around so everybody can, like, just duet each other.
Let me tell you my ideal conversation pit real quick.
Sure.
You ever been to one of those Japanese restaurants where it's a table, and then you sit on the ground, and then your legs go in the hole.
It's a katatsu?
Yeah, whatever you want to call it.
Well, katatsu is specifically
I've never been to
table,
a restaurant like that.
I haven't.
No.
Well, those things are like that. You know what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, we know what you're talking about.
I want there to be, like, a thing slightly above the conversation pit, like a raised platform, but, like, it's open on the four sides, so you go in and then under.
So you're in, you just like being in enclosed spaces.
Well, not like super. Like, I don't want to be in a box.
Into the coffee table?
Yeah, basically.
Wait, everybody is or just you?
Everybody
like, it's
can.
Enough room for one person.
No, it's a conversation pit.
Yeah, but like, some conversation pits aren't big enough for like four people to crawl into a box in the center of it.
I'm spending $2 million. Like, this is like.
Sure, it's a large conversation.
Yeah, it's
pit,
a,
yeah.
So
we're having multiple conversations in this conversation pit.
In the box.
Can the conversation pit be too big to where it's no longer a conversation pit? So like,
it's just an echo chamber.
So like, here's my hypothetical situation. So you got a room,
uh-huh.
right? And going into the room from any other room, it leads down like steps.
Sure.
So the entire room is lowered than anywhere leaving the room. Is that still a conversation pit, or is that too big?
How big is a room? If it's
like
this
an
big,
upside,
it's
like
a conversation pit.
It's an upside down, like a fucking the city in Carbranth, where they keep all the library books, where it's like an inverted pyramid going down into all that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, but it's not. So basically, so say it's like, I don't know, it's a
where
big
like
house.
Different
it's
levels?
A big house, right?
Yeah.
So it's a 1,000 square foot room. It's a massive
ooh,
room.
That's a big room.
It's a massive room, right? But and you've got offshoots, you've got like four different directions you can go into hallways or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those, you have steps to get out of this room. But the rest of the room is lowered.
It's like,
this, all on this one level.
It's an inverse pyramid.
Yeah, but it's only one level. It's only one level down.
Oh, it's only one
room? You don't keep going
okay,
down.
Okay, sure.
It's
sure.
only one level down. Is that still a conversation pit, or is that too big?
It's too
1,000
big.
Square feet is
that's like
too
a,
big.
That's like a, it becomes something else.
It's just a room.
Yeah, it's just a room at that point. No. I want to live in an upside down pyramid.
Sure.
I want to live in an upside down pyramid with like a, not like a glass. Well, no, with a glass roof where you look down from the top. In the center is like a skylight or like an open air garden.
Sure.
And so on the outsides, I don't know, man. God, give me money. Make me Elon Musk. I would be so much cooler than this fucking dickhead. Do you know how fucking cool it would be?
That's how life is unfair.
It's such bullshit.
All of these dumbass dickheads have all the billions. I don't want to
ruin it. I don't want to ruin fucking Twitter. I just want to live in my cave.
Underground. I just like how he is all about freedom of speech. Gotta get my Twitter back. Gotta own Twitter so I can give everybody their freedom of speech. And then Kanye says one thing.
One mean thing.
And he gets his Twitter revoked.
Okay, one second. Let's clarify. I meant, Kanye said a lot of bad things. I meant the mean thing he got banned for on the Twitter was making fun of Elon Musk.
I know. That's what
I mean. Him saying he likes Hitler and stuff, that's bad.
Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Is like freedom of speech, when it's against you, turns the tides.
Yeah, he's a fucking stupid idiot.
Because he's a child.
He's a large, built,
is it my very turn? Strange. You said you're number six.
I'm number six. Did you give your number six?
What was yours?
I haven't given my number six yet.
Yours?
I don't think I've also. I think it's my turn. Six. With Specific Island of No People, my number six?
Yeah. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, that was indeed my six.
Okay, my number six is, I don't know what to call this. The line's getting to me. It's just black and dark purple.
I would call that.
No other colors, just black and dark purple.
Call that neon purple is so lame, but like that's all I can think of.
Neon purple?
Yeah, because like I don't know. It reminds me of neon.
Yeah, but that's only one color.
Or okay, I got you.
Midnight King.
No, I got you better something. I got you something way better. That's super like that's super edgy. Pretty close. Mine is mini golf course in the mall. Go fuck yourself if you think that does not remind you instantly of a mini golf course in the mall.
I mean, you could probably call it bowling alley carpet.
Yeah.
And that would be better.
See,
than,
it's the same. It's the same mini thing. Golf. Mini golf carpet. Mini golf course in the mall. I keep wanting to say putt-putt.
I'm going to go with bowling alley carpet.
Bowling alley carpet, okay, sure. But mine is more avant-garde. Mine's more fucking crazy. Unhinged, if you will.
Inaccurate?
No, absolutely not. Hey, when I...
Mini golf course in the mall, I never experienced that with these two colors.
When I went to go see Brother Bear for my...
Sure, you have 11th, a core memory.
When I went to go see Brother Bear for my 11th birthday party, and we went and go play fucking mini golf in the mall, it looked like that. I don't know what to tell you. Is it my turn?
I played mini golf. Which mall were you at?
I don't... Dog. I have no fucking idea.
There's not that many.
It wasn't Golden Triangle. It wasn't Grapevine Mills.
Oh, okay. Well, that narrows it down.
It's Putt-Putt with black wheels.
Stonebriar?
Could have been Stonebriar, could have been the other one in South Lake. Could have been one of those.
Because I'm trying to think. I've never seen a mini golf.
In a mall?
In a mall.
Oh, I've gone to mini golf in a mall. Yeah.
Look, okay, where I grew up.
Where are you from?
I'm from Flint.
Gross.
They have nothing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I got less
you
than
have
nothing.
To leave. Well, okay, they had, yeah, they had Genesee Valley Mall, which was like outside of the city. But, like,
what
in
is
the city?
Fucking, what's the name of that mall called?
Genesee.
Genesee?
I was born at the Genesee Hospital. It's with a G. G-E-N-E-S-S-E-E. Genesee.
I hate that name. Is it my turn?
It's French. Oh, it's my turn. It's his turn. We were talking forever about the mini golf course in the mall.
It's autumn leaves falling.
Sure.
It's bark brown. It's bark brown, seaweed green, bronze orange, and goldenrod yellow.
They're just coming up with all sorts of names for these.
Bark, I like your esoteric
almost
names.
Black color.
That's great.
That is not bark brown.
It's pretty dark for bark.
dark. But I like the color palette. Yeah. Yeah,
it's good.
It's a really good color.
The name they gave me was Warm Naturals, which is also a fine name.
No, I like yours better.
Thank you. Mine is Plateau Sunset.
Okay, that sounds cool. Sure, it's the sunset.
It's a sunset.
It's the sunset.
I named it Plateau because Plateau's a cool word.
Plateau, it's also the color of a plateau.
Yeah, it is.
It is. If you had like a more white at the mm-hmm. beginning as a sixth color, then it would be perfect.
It needs to be a little darker. Like a little more red. A little more Arizona sand, Grand Canyon red.
This one's called Sunflower Dreamin'.
Ooh, fun.
It's not that one. Sorry, these are all backwards. Sunflower with sky colors. So whites, blue, gradients, and then you've got like your golden oranges and whatever in your sunflower.
I like sunflowers. Even though they're very scary looking.
Why?
The holes.
They're only scary after the birds have come after them. Because then they look like things are coming out of the holes. Yep, that's it. I just really like those colors together.
It's sure. good. Mm-hmm. And Dantana?
It's Drinks on the Beach.
Ooh, mine's also beach themed next.
Stepping on the Beach?
It's on the beach. Powder blue. Ooh. Clouds, white sand, orange / brown, and palm green.
Wow.
Pastel colors, looking like we're on the beach.
That is a very interesting green.
Doesn't really match the palm trees in the picture.
No, but it's pastels, so
yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, I like. Fine. Yeah, it looks good.
I'm not a fan of powdered blue. Like, I'm not a great color.
But I like pastels. I think pastels look good.
I think some pastels look good, yes.
I think most pastels look good.
I have a Tiffany blue for my beach trip. Not really Tiffany, it's sea green. It's almost there. Mine is, this is number 5, correct? Mm-hmm. School beach trip.
Sure.
School
beach trip. Oranges, whites, turquoises. You get the picture.
You've already seen my next one because I flipped through it pretty quick. Because it was out of order, which is very similar to that color palette. So I'll just say it. What's that one called?
School Beach Trip.
School Beach Trip Part 2.
Part dos.
Ooh.
But a deeper orange. So I guess it's more of, instead of a beach trip, this is a lake.
Or like going to see like a glacier. Because that's a very, like...
Orange?
No, I meant the blues and the greens.
Yeah.
That's a big frozen.
More like a teal.
Yeah.
Teal, whites, like a darker mm-hmm. teal. And then you've got like your goldens and oranges and all that fun stuff. I just realized that's heuchera and not just like tree leaves. Regardless.
It's nasty. I really like the way that they took that picture of all like big leaves, bottom. Bunch of shit in the middle. Those big leaves top. Whatever. Big leaves top. I enjoy that a lot. It's very satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
It's like looking out of a car window while it's snowing. But orange.
Sure. Or your car is that color and you come out after... parking underneath a tree that just lost all its leaves. Yeah. And you're like, God mm-hmm. damn it. Now I gotta clean off my car. But at least it's pretty.
Yeah.
And then you're upset while you are taking the leaves off of your dash.
I've never really had leaves on my dash. I've never had to worry about it.
Never parked underneath a tree?
Oh, no. I drove to work the other day with leaves stuck in my dash and they just kept blowing into my windshield. But it was like sporadic, right? Because, like, they would just catch the wind in the right way to actually get, like, unattached, and then it'd just fly up and it'd freak me out.
Because
it wasn't raining or anything.
My entire life, I've parked under trees. My car has been covered in leaves. Like, the little fucking shit right under by the hood, filled with leaves, constantly. It's very annoying.
It can be very annoying, yes.
What are we on, 4?
4.
It is Celebratory Camping. I've got Onyx Black, Firework Red, Oceanic Blue, and, I don't know, Taupe? Taupe White?
Taupe.
Taupe.
Is that taupe? T-A-U-P-E taupe. Is taupe?
Yeah, it's taupe.
Taupe.
Yeah, sorry.
You're the one almost saying toupee.
Yeah, I know.
You're calling us out for saying it correctly, you bitch.
It's French.
I absolutely, I don't know, it looks fucking stupid, so I pronounced it in a profoundly stupid way.
I agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%. But taupe is not what I would have gone with ever.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. You know what a bad word or a bad color name is? Chartreuse. That is a bad
color name. It doesn't convey it does not convey what it is.
Do you know what chartreuse is? In the slightest. Is?
No. No, you would think
it's the color behind your head. That leaf right
that
there.
That leaf is chartreuse.
It is chartreuse.
Oh, okay, no.
It is a very, very bright yellow.
But chartreuse is just a bad color name.
It's a horrible name for a color. It does. It is. I'm glad you brought this up. It is my least favorite name for a color for that color to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like that's not fucking chartreuse. Mm-hmm. Fuck off.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
I say that word a lot, unfortunately, to describe things at my job. And then people look at me like, what the fuck are you talking about? Because nobody knows what that is.
Awful. It's truly awful.
Anyway. Wait, what number are we on?
Three.
We're on three?
Wait.
We are on three.
Yep, wait.
We're
on three.
It's my turn.
Hold on. Wait, 1 second.
You have the wrong one.
I only have two left. But it says I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, then you skipped one.
Did I? No, I mean, I've been marking them off as I go.
Do you have one twice?
No. I've said all of these. Okay. Continue. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
We're almost there.
So we're about to be there.
We'll my figure it out.
Number three is Melted Bomb Pop.
Melted Bomb Pop.
Oh. They're not my favorite colors.
A bomb pop? It's like the it's a red, white, and blue. It's a red, white, and blue popsicle.
It's a popsicle.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got them a lot in first grade. They sell them at in like ice cream trucks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You get you get the popsicle stick color. These next few, I'm
sure
pretty proud of.
Those popsicles,
they're just red, white, and blue popsicles.
Are trash.
No, they they're dog shit. It's it's an ice cream truck ice cream. You want a fucking picture of SpongeBob with gumball fries looking all fucked up and dumb, or do you want a fucking bomb pop?
Yeah.
I went with the bomb pop. Just has to happen.
Did I just give an extra one? Did I go twice?
You may have.
You might have.
I might have gone twice.
I think you did, because I thought you went for like five or something, and then you just gave us, and then you gave us another one, because you were like, no, I didn't.
Okay, well, that was my number three.
Okay, the one you gave?
This one was my number three.
The beach.
School beach trip, part two.
Part two,
is number three?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's me already?
On number two.
God damn it. Number three.
Yeah, skip me.
Yes. Correct.
Modern Life's doing okay, it sounds like.
Yeah.
He hasn't screamed yet.
We're going to go Atlantic Mountain Range. So we've got Mist and Stone Blue. We've got Shadow Black. And we've got all Autumn Foliage Red.
Say that word again.
Autumn Foliage.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah. I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
I like how they have a shadow color.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a charcoal.
Yeah.
Like a dark grayish. I like it a lot.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Number two.
Matt Toucan.
Sure.
Toucan.
Yeah.
Sure. Toucan Big Sam.
That just reminds me of, like, Patagonia shit.
I really, really...
Greens.
Oh, no, you're seeing my name for the next one.
Yeah,
God, it's a great name. It's a... You have no idea what those colors
colors look. I don't know what the colors look like, but I saw the name.
The name is fantastic. But no, I really like those colors. I like those colors a whole lot. Mm-hmm. There are...
I didn't think I enjoyed orange as a complementary color with a lot of these as much as I actually do.
I like these oranges, not like fucking Naranja orange, you know?
I do. You like, do? I like bright oranges. Sure. But I do like more of like the autumnal, like darker, dare I say, burnt orange.
Sure.
But it has to be a compliment. It can't, like, on a standalone, it's just kind of But then as you, like, show it with, like, the blues and the yellows, mm-hmm. and I think they pair very nicely. I can appreciate it as art. I don't know what I want to call this one.
This is your number two?
No. My number two. We'll call this one... Should I make the... Yeah, I should make the joke. We'll call this one... No, I shouldn't call it that. I don't know. We'll call it You Deserved It, Bitch.
You Deserved It, Bitch.
This one's called Black and Blue.
You Deserved It, Bitch.
Sure. You Deserved It, Bitch. Sure. It's just a bright blue with black. I really like colors with black.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Looks good.
It makes them pop.
Black does go with a lot.
This is the only one I could find that has these colors exactly how I wanted them. But there's a plant called salvia, black and bloom, and it looks, color-wise, identical to this. It's amazing.
That's cool.
I want to grow it, but it's an annual, so it's going to die every year.
My number two is called Sweater Weather.
That's fun.
Ooh.
It's faded navy, punch red, ocean breeze blue, and warm yellow. It's not the colors that you're wearing, that you see when you're wearing the sweater, but it's the color of your mm-hmm. sweater.
I don't like sweaters like that.
That's fine.
I do. That's really close to my number one. That color palette is very close to my number one, but mine is more pastel than that.
Sure.
My number one, School After Thanksgiving.
Okay.
That is really close.
Sure. Nice autumn colors.
Pastels yeah. going in the... Reds and Greens? Mm-hmm. That's an excellent name. That's my favorite name. It's very, very apt. Very apropos, if you will.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of that one.
I'm just going to call this one Junior Mints.
It's a little bright green.
It's mint green and white.
Oh.
Green and white.
Hell
like,
yeah.
It's more of a dark green than like a mint green always, but I just like green and white as
Wouldn't
a color
like
palette.
Wouldn't that be like a spearmint rather than a... What'd you say?
Junior mints.
Junior mints are brown.
Yeah, but junior mints are spearmint.
Right, but
yeah, but like
the box is green and white.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
spearmint box is what you're.
You're reading into this way too far.
I am.
I like the green and white. Oh yeah.
I know
the junior mints.
Yeah, I know the box
is just green and white.
Yeah, but like. If someone said, oh, I like the color of Junior Mints, they don't think white.
Yeah, they're going to think of the mint. They're going to think of the mint.
They're going to
think of the mint.
I mean, which the is inside crazy. Of a Junior Mint is white, so gross. When you say they don't think
is
of
it?
White... Yes.
But no, they're gross. Not going to think of white. They're going to think of brown.
Like, literally on the front, it has a... Look, when I go to the movie theater, which
junior
I don't,
mints?
I get Junior Mints.
Ew.
Junior Mints are my favorite. I like mint. Mint is very good. I like mint tea... I like mint chocolate. I like mint is just very good, in my opinion.
You enjoy mint.
I enjoy mint.
Sure. I enjoy schools after Thanksgiving.
This is also my aesthetic. I really like tan and green, but I also like green and white.
My light color with dark color is gray, typically.
Yeah.
That is my go-to.
Yeah, I like that more than white.
That's good, too. I like blue and gray. I think, like, either a dark gray and a light blue or a light gray and a dark blue are really compatible together. But I think for green and brown or green and white.
Sure. I agree.
Fit really well
together. Yeah, green and gray isn't as good as
no
green and brown.
No. Yeah, 100%.
My number one may be boring, but I love it a lot. We're going to call it Dilapidated Coffee Shop.
Why?
So slate gray.
Why would that be dilapidated?
So just run down.
I just looked up the definition.
Dilapidated means like...
Dilapidated means in a state of despair or ruin.
Yeah.
So this is like post-apocalyptic.
It's because it's grays and whites. So it's very just bleak.
This is... I've got another name for it.
That's just a neutral color palette for any coffee shop. Sure,
it's slate gray, ceramic white, latte, and coffee brown.
Dilapidated is very aggressive.
I like the word. I know.
It's really good. It's a good word, but it's very aggressive.
I like it. I was trying to think of some good word for like a 1984-esque coffee shop.
Sure.
Because in my mind's eye, when I'm reading 1984, it's literally in black and white, and not because... Like, I'm watching an old movie, but literally just because there is no color, there's no expression. So it could be, like, expressionless coffee shop. But, like, it is just the grays and the dark slate colors because I like those.
Yeah, it's good.
But dilapidated is a very aggressive word.
It's very aggressive. What was your name that you're doing? I was going to say, like, Latte in Gotham.
Sure. That's a good name. I like that.
But yeah, dilapidated is very aggressive. But gothic I do frappe. Like the gothic frappe. That is 100% a euphemism for a disgusting sex act.
Which one?
I don't even want to think about it. What are we talking about next week, Donald?
I don't know. Let me look it up. We appreciate you listening to this episode. And we've got many other episodes that you could listen to if you have not already.
If you need something named... Hit me up.
Yeah, I think all of us did pretty good for the most part with naming these.
I love naming stuff.
Next week, it's synonyms.
Oh, synonyms. Hell yeah!
I don't understand. So do we need two words, or do we just pick one word?
No, you need two words. I like
this. This is going to be a great guessing game because you give the synonym, and then everybody has to guess what it is. The synonym.
Sure. Why? What? Like,
because some of them are ridiculous, John.
Yeah.
Some of
them
are...
What does that mean?
Dilapidated. Because... Dilapidated is a great synonym.
To what?
Shitty.
To what you were run trying down. To come up with.
Okay, so what we're doing then is we're taking a regular normie-ass word, and then we're getting a synonym for that.
Yeah.
Is that
what it's we're like, doing? We're doing the shallow and pedantic. We're doing the Family Guy, where you go in the thesaurus, Jesus, and you look up your fucking... What's something dumb?
Okay. Sure.
Sounds good. Sounds fun.
Sounds good to me. We've got a website at thisiswhyyourewrong.net. We've got some information there. We've got upcoming lists. So you'll know what's... If you don't want to listen to two or three episodes in a row, you don't have to find out what we're making the next week because it's all there.
It's on the website. I update it once a month.
We've got an email that you can send us stuff. Let me know if you want me to make a PowerPoint of
all of them.
Mine, my colors.
You're forced to see mine because I made the link.
Yeah,
I already did the work.
I'll put it up there. I'll put that in the show notes. But email us if you want the other two. You can email us a bunch of other stuff too. Comments, questions, concerns. Just telling us that you like listening to the podcast. That'd be cool. We would appreciate reading that. Steven will send you a magnet whenever he gets it.
Absolutely.
We have an Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. All This Is Why You're Wrong One. You can tweet at me at Double Owls.
You can tweet at me at PHNOV1.
But fuck Elon Musk.
Yeah, fuck Elon Musk.
Twitter.
You want to message me on YouTube? It's at PHNOV. I don't know. If you do
can
that,
you
you're
do
crazy.
That?
Yeah. I just made my handle. I don't know. YouTube asked me to do it, so I did it. If you do that, you're insane.
YouTube asks you to do?
They just said make your handle, and it's not going to be my name. So I was like, okay, absolutely.
Close enough.
It just gives me anonymity to go make dog shit comments on videos that I watch.
Ew, you comment on videos?
Yeah. I've had a Reddit account for over fucking 10 years at this point. Literally never made a comment. You give me anonymity on YouTube, I'm making so many dog shit comments, brother, you have no idea.
Are you just trolling, or are you making, like, legitimate, like...
I'll do whatever I want.
Cringy, but okay.
Yeah, I'm not gonna comment on YouTube videos. I
like
enough.
Commenting. I like it. It's great. It gives me satisfaction.
I'll downvote, but they took that away, so.
Did they?
You too?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't download videos anymore.
They were making people upset.
I added that back to Chrome.
How?
There's an add-on that's like, bring back the downvote, bring back the dislike. I was like, you can do that.
Sure.
Yeah. So I did that.
So that works for just, like, you and the few who want to downvote, because...
No, you can see the number... YouTube took away the ability to see the number of dislikes.
Yeah. Mm. So, if you make a video and I like it, I'll like the video. If you make two videos that I like, I will subscribe to you. I'm probably not going to watch new shit, but I'll subscribe to you. Just to, like... This is my appreciation to you.
No, absolutely.
Thank you for putting out good content.
I will watch a channel forever and never subscribe.
You are the...
I am the worst.
The worst. I mean, I do that too. But like...
It's not like even on purpose. It's just like, oh, like I'm interested, but like I get lost in the interest where I'm not even thinking that it's like... I'm not being very, you know, meta about it.
Sure.
I'm just like within it. And then I don't think about it when I'm away from it. So I'm not thinking to subscribe to this person or to like the videos or anything like that.
I'll do that and piss myself off, because then I'll be like, who released some stupid fucking video like a year and a half ago? I'm like, I have no idea. So I've just resorted to subscribing and then forgetting why I subscribed to them, and they keep releasing content. I'm like, this isn't for me. I don't want to watch this. And then I unsubscribe from them and I'm like, damn, what happened to that guy? I'm like, oh yeah. But welcome to the YouTube portion of the podcast. This concludes the YouTube portion of the podcast.
And the rest of the regular podcast, really.
Deuces. Bye.